back to like the Domino's pizza tracker analogy, law firms' clients aren't comparing you in most cases to other law firms, maybe during the intake process, because maybe they called 3 or 4 law firms and they're figuring out which one to hire. But once they've hired a law firm, they're not comparing you to other law firms. It's not like they do this every year, hire a new law firm to handle their case.
They might have never hired one.
Exactly. And so they're comparing you
to Domino's.
To Domino's. They're comparing you to Amazon, to Uber, to DoorDash. These companies that have invested billions of dollars into their client interactions, they're comparing you to them. So no wonder we fall short of meeting their expectations. It's because the expectations and the bar is extremely high. They can ChatGPT things whenever they want. Google's been there for years. Amazon, you know the package is 10 doors away from your house. But like, you have to call or email your lawyer to know what's going on with the case.
Most firms survive, the best ones scale. Welcome to the Managing Partners Podcast, where law firm leaders learn to think bigger. I'm Kevin Daisy. Let's jump in.
What's up, everyone? We're here, day 2 at Lardy Gras. I have a good friend of mine. We've got Matt McClellan here from HONA. So good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. What a fun thing to do at a conference.
This is the best thing we could think of, and it's been such a fun experience already, meeting people, just pulling them in, talking to them. And I met Matt here last year at Lardy Gras. I still have my HONA hat that I wear all the time. And yeah, really cool product, really cool service. And tell everyone out there about it that doesn't know about HONA.
Yeah. So HONA, we kind of got coined as the Domino's pizza tracker for your legal case. It's so much more than that, but simply put, lawyers by default are pretty garbage at communicating with their clients.
Yeah.
All of them know it. All of their clients know it, but yet no one's really taken the opportunity head on like we have to make it better. And so there's a lot of beautiful client communication automation. And our goal is to make client experience so good that they're going to leave you all the 5-star reviews you could ever imagine, but also alleviate their anxiety around their case and also maximize the outcomes of the case, because a happy client that's going to their treatment appointments, that's engaged with the law firm, is going to mean more money for everybody.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're about, is just create those really good client experiences.
Yeah, I love it. And on this podcast, intake is always hot. So we got, you know, Spaghetti on the Wall, which is my buddy Armando's podcast, and the Managing Partners podcast. On both those, intake is so important. Client experience.
Yeah.
You said anxiety. Yeah, they're not getting a Domino's pizza, but at Domino's, I know where they are in the process, when they're going to show up at my house, who's working on my pizza. You know, it's such an awesome like experience. And you know when to walk to the front door, and it's there.
Yep.
So taking that concept, and obviously with the client of a law firm, it can be a traumatic, the worst experience of their life that they're going through. And not to take that lightly, and to make sure it's the best experience possible.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers suck at this. So
absolutely. Yeah. You mentioned intake. It's like so many law firms have invested very heavily in their intake, right? Because that's the lifeblood of the law firm.
Yeah.
We need cases. We need to land our leads. If we're spending this much on marketing, we got to make sure we're getting to them quickly. But then as soon as signature is there, the totem pole of priorities,
Frankly, you're signed up, we're good.
It just falls to the bottom, and you create this, like, you set high expectations during intake if you're so good at intake, and then you can't back it up once they're a signed client.
Yeah.
And so a lot of firms are shooting themselves in the foot, and that's what leads to these bad reviews and these people withdrawing and actually attriting and going to another firm to finish their case out. It's actually that not only did you do an amazing job up front on the intake, but then you're not kind of meeting those expectations on the other end.
Yeah. When I'm talking to lawyers nowadays, it's like, and I have nothing to do, we do marketing on the front end, but if they suck at intake and sales, then we can't really do much for them. And it makes us look like we can't do our job. But I'm like, listen, when you get a client that reaches out to you, everything from that first touch point to just map out all the way to them and leaving a review and referring new cases. If you look at every client that way, we're going to see them through this whole process and then work it backwards, right? What do we need to do in the middle to make sure they leave a 5-star, and that they give us a referral for life. Yeah. They're going to be a referral partner. And then that will just change your whole perspective on things. And agencies suck at this too.
Yeah.
You sign up a client, things are good for a few months, and then you kind of start to work with other clients and you kind of pull back. And so I think it's so important to just be that proactive, you know, partner, you know, with whatever business you have.
Yeah, you mentioned Armando with Spaghetti on the Wall. We've talked a ton about client journey. Exactly what you're talking about is like, if you break down your entire client journey from intake to case settled and even beyond, take it into bite-sized pieces and figure out where you could improve and find all the gaps in your current process in handling that client journey, you're going to come to find, A, you're probably not as good as you think you are at client communication. Like if you just map out all the interaction points, there are gaps of months at a time sometimes where the client's just like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
And like, that's just not okay. And there's so much technology, Hona being a piece of technology that can help with it, but there's so much technology to tackle that problem of just automating some of it, keeping clients in the loop, and just giving them a better client experience overall.
I think that's a good point too, that you know, lawyers listening out there going, maybe they're smaller, maybe they haven't invested in some of the stuff and they're trying to figure it out. I think it's also hard, like, hey, I don't have the funds, or I don't have the, you know, the folks or the people. I'm still trying to like grow. Take it in chunks, just like you, like Matt was saying, like fix pieces at a time. And that's just business in general. Like, you're not going to have everything figured out. And what has the biggest impact now? And so if you just start with some of those things, you get someone like a Hona that's going to help you just automate a lot of those things and solve all those problems right out the bat. So
yeah, and if the people you're working with, including your software vendors, aren't giving you like real practical prescriptive advice on how to run your firm, you're probably working with the wrong partners.
Yeah,
because there are best practices all over the place. Like, think about a personal injury firm. If you're thinking of the client journey, treatment should be treated slightly different than later on in the case or earlier on in the case. Like, it's very important during the treatment phase of the case that they're visiting the doctors and going on a timely basis and all that stuff to make sure we're maximizing not only their health, but also the value of the case.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're not being more communicative during the treatment process than other processes of the case, you're probably missing the mark.
Yeah. It's a good point. Is for lawyers listening out there too, or even vendors, anyone, you know, partners, whatever you want to call yourselves. I hate the word vendor, but if you're hiring a software company or like a Hona or me, like if they are not treating the, you know, the client journey just as good, like they should be running their business like you expect to run your law firm.
Yeah.
And your partner should be running a tight ship and a good business. And so, you know, when you're talking to vendors and stuff like that, like, do they run their company or are they kind of a fly by night? There's a lot of stuff popping up out there, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
Just be diligent and you know, you want to work with people that are going to be proactive, like he's saying with Hona, being proactive, bringing you new ideas and saying, hey, here's what you need to be doing to be better. So
yeah, so we're like overly aggressive about the data of what we deal with. So like we had 700,000 plaintiffs log into our portal last month.
Yeah, wow.
700,000 people who are in a personal injury claim. We do have other practice areas as well, but 700,000. We track how long they stay in the app. We track how frequently they read the frequently asked questions section of the app. We look at their click rate on the videos within the app.
Wow.
And we are maximizing their time in the app because that means they're getting educated as to what's going on. And we're also maximizing like what's necessary to have them reach out the least, I guess, to the firm asking additional questions.
Yeah.
And so we're taking all this data, over 700,000 people. Our product team is looking at, we have like an AI product that aggregates all of them and we can see like trends. And if there's trends of people like that are getting lost in the app, that's how we make product decisions. And now we could take that really prescriptive approach of like, hey, we know how your clients want to be interacted with, because when you have video content, for instance, people stay in the app two times as long as when you're not using video content.
Nice.
That's amazing. So that means there's all that time that the client's watching videos of you, you know, of the managing attorney, of the attorneys, of the paralegals, of the case managers, educating them about their case. Now, guess what? When that person calls them and talks to them about their settlement offer they have,
yeah,
there's just a different level of trust and
they're educated.
In education, yeah.
So it sounds like a lot of people are seeking that information. They want to know and they want to understand as much as possible. If you are the only lawyer and you can't talk to your client very often, they're sitting there seeking all that and anxious and concerned and you don't have the time to chew them. This, they can go anytime and soak up more information, learn more about their case.
Yeah.
And when they do come to the call, they're educated. So, yeah, love it, man.
And bring it back to like the Domino's pizza tracker analogy. Law firms' clients aren't comparing you in most cases to other law firms, maybe during the intake process, because maybe they called three or four law firms and they're figuring out which one to hire. But once they've hired a law firm, they're not comparing you to other law firms. It's not like they do this every year, hire a new law firm to handle their case.
They might have never hired one.
Exactly. And so they're comparing you
to Domino's.
They're comparing you to Amazon, to Uber, to DoorDash. These companies that have invested billions of dollars into their client interactions, they're comparing you to them. So no wonder we fall short of meeting their expectations. It's because the expectations and the bar is extremely high. Yeah. They can ChatGPT things whenever they want. Google's been there for years. Amazon, you know, the package is 10 doors away from your house, but like you have to call or email your lawyer to know what's going on with the case. It really is just, it's a difference in.
At the beginning of this conversation, we should have ordered a Domino's pizza.
So we can see that Susie's already put our toppings on. And
Well, Matt, dude, thanks so much for coming to share. Great stuff. Intake's so important, guys. Like, take care of that shit. If you're here at Law Degree Law, we hope to connect with you, and great conference. Can't wait to come back next year, and we'll see Hona soon. Also, Hona has their conference, not announced yet for date, but probably April, May.
April, May. It's called Disrupt. And it's all about disrupting the norms, because that's the only way we grow.
I love it. You're going to be in Utah?
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, stay tuned. Check in with Hona, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you, my friend.